Wednesday, highs lower to mid-90s. Looks like it's about lower to mid-90s again on Wednesday, too. The morning lows start us off with 70s, with the clouds building through the day and the afternoon storms coming along the way. Towards the end of the week, the rain chance will go up. Thursday and Friday only in the 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The Oldies But Goodies Fest and Barbecue Cook-Off for the BCAA Championship Barbecue Cook-Off. And Antique Car Show, Crafters, Louisiana Food and Beverage. Live Saturday, September 10th, Sunday, September 11th. On the grounds of West Baton Rouge Tourist Information and Conference Center, just across the river from Baton Rouge in Port Allen, Louisiana. For more information and to register for the car show or barbecue contest, click westbatonrouge.net.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Okay, fellow Patriot, let's go.
Hey, listen up, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all forms of evil and abortion. Amen. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Amen.
We all must. I must. You must. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, the Constitutional Democratic Republic. That's right. The Constitutional Democratic Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God. It's liberty, justice, freedom. Amen.
The United States of America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
That's exactly
don't
right.
Don't use democratic.
Hey, listen, that's why, because it's a republic. They say they call it a lawful democratic republic, but it's actually a republic completely. Let me do my commentary of the week.
Go ahead.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. All of these terrible events happening, the Afghan disaster, the scandemic, illegal experimentation, injection, vaccination, assassination program, all of these so-called mass shootings in our schools, churches, etc., all of this is a World War psych-up operation. America needs 87,000 more Border Patrol agents. Let me say it again. America needs 87,000 more Border Patrol agents. America needs 87,000 more police guarding our schools, churches, sporting events, etc. America needs 87 million more patriotic, pro-life American police, passes, and military. Wake up, America. They're at our doorsteps right now. Amen.
Yes. I'm beginning. As I'm reading the Bible, I'm starting from Genesis. Everything's starting to make sense. I think God took Donald Trump out of the White House. He put him in to expose what's really going on. And now with Joe Biden and the Democrat Nazi Corps in power, they're really exposing their true selves right now.
Well, look what the FBI did over there in Mar-a-Lago. They robbed a man. They went in there. This was armed robbery. I've watched every single film that I could for days and days and days right now. This was armed robbery. This is a rogue action that happened. It should have never happened. This is an absolute disgrace because it was all set up. Donald Trump would never stab us all on the back. Okay, nuclear codes, all kinds of propaganda, all this other stuff. They're lying about the man. They're afraid of the man. They don't want him to be elected, and they're afraid of the American people.
That's exactly what it is. They're afraid of him. What's sad is they went in Melania's dresser drawers, took out her bras and drawers, and from what I heard, they were sniffing them.
Oh, they meant to be your dangerous cyborgs. I'm telling you,
perverts.
The FBI, all these alphabet organizations, the FBI, the IRSS, and I do mean the IRSS here, not here. Now they are on the IRSS with 87,000 more agents. They want to get to do next. I mean, literally, you know, this has got to be defunded. We need to defund the IRSS or they're going to defund us. They need to defund the FBI, or they can defund us.
We need to eliminate the IRS.
Defund
the United States of America can make it on sales tax alone. We don't need income tax. We don't need property tax. We don't need hotel motel tax. We don't need sin tax. We don't need all this other crap. We're taxed enough already. When you take away taxes, you increase the revenue. Trust me.
You can't
spend your way out of debt.
That's right. This is actually the Inflation Reduction Act. It's not going to reduce inflation. It's going to make it worse. Everything they're doing to us is backwards, definitely. That's why they still going to come after our babies with abortion and all this other stuff. They plan on planting Nazi abortion warships offshore and stuff like that. Well, I've heard people say, oh, that would be too expensive. Nah, they'll do anything to kill babies. Anything to kill babies. You know, I'm telling you, these people, their evil knows no boundaries. What they'll do or say knows no boundaries. They're studying us right now. We need to study them real good, too.
But their time is coming. The conservatives are going to take over the majority of the House and the Senate. Donald Trump's going to be Speaker of the House. Joker Biden and Knee Pads Harris are going to both be impeached and prosecuted and thrown out of office. Donald Trump's going to go back to be in president again. He's going to actually serve 2.5 terms. And the vice president will be Sarah Palin.
I hope so. I hope and pray so much.
Ron DeSantis, I like you, but we need Ron DeSantis. I like you very much, but we need you to stay as governor of Florida.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, the number one thing about the elections are not just this coming November, the following presidential election. We have to protect the integrity of the vote a lot better than we did the last time. Because they'll steal it again.
I'm going to volunteer to be a poll commissioner.
And they're going to let the dead vote, they're going to let zombies vote, they're going to let illegal aliens vote, they're going to let this one vote, that one vote, and they're going to try to do the same thing. Everybody needs to go see the movie 6,000 Mules. Actually, I think it's more like 666,666 mules.
I got some what FBI and IRS really stands for. Fascist Bastards of Intimidation. IRS. Yeah. IRS stands for Intimidation Rejects of Satan.
I call them the insatiable revenue Satanists and shysters. And I mean insatiable, like vampire, you know what I'm saying? A Marxist God of my vampire. That's what these people are, brothers and sisters. Look at your Bible. These people are Marxist, sodomite, Nazi vampires from hell. Literally. Look what they're doing. They want to harvest baby parts and all kinds of stuff. This is not a nightmare. This is what they do.
That's
it's right. It's real. It's real. It's happening right now. They got to be defunded. They got to be stopped. If everybody bands together, we put our families together, like our forefathers did. Our famous, our money, our firearms, everything. Put it all together and work hard with the police and the military as much as possible. The ones that are still alive, they're trying to make the military still take the shot, even after the CDC said, you don't have to take a shot anymore. I mean, it's one thing to say, then the next thing, the next thing. So that's my message right now anyway, is that we have to find ways to protect the integrity of the vote. Because if the vote has no integrity, then we don't have a president with integrity, just like Joe Biden and the Kamala catastrophe White House.
They're puppets.
Tore up the map, tore up the script and all of that. She wants to tear America up like she did that. Franken Feinstein woman, the woman, patriotic yeah. Pelosi. Petrified, anti-patriotic
Dale, you know what, Tro? I got in trouble for calling her what my father used to call her.
Well, it's horrible. This is actually happening. It's got to be stopped.
We can call her Petrified Pelosi. And Pedophile Pelosi. We got less than a minute before we have to go to break.
Right now.
And Matt, in the next segment, we're going to go to Matthew from the Bissonnet Projects. But I got a few more things before we go to break. These politicians, these elected officials, they work for us. It's about time that we fire these bastards. Excuse my language.
Political prostitutes.
Yes. Okay. Call in line 504-556-9696. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative and Phil the Patriot, our own Cajun Buccaneer. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the food show every weekday right here on WGSO. 2 to 4. See you then.
Have damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. The Flaming Conservative with our own Cajun Buccaneer, Phil the Patriot. Call in talk lines 504-556-9696. And our first caller for tonight, Matthew from the Bissonnet Subdivision in Metairie. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening. We're talking about alphabet soup agencies. Y'all left off a couple. There's the CIA. Oddly enough, the CIA, as it is currently formed, was formed by Harry Truman in the closing days of World War II. And one of the statements that he made before he passed away was that he definitely regretted forming that agency, which is... the time he passed away, he thought it was just running out of control and had gone beyond mere intelligence gathering. And then, of course, there is the ATF, that wonderful agency that will come by and pay you a visit if you happen to buy more than one gun at a time to make sure that you aren't illegally trafficking guns. Because, you know, they had heard for years Conservative Incorporated saying, we just need to enforce the gun laws on the books. We just need to enforce the gun laws on the books. Well, here they are to enforce the gun laws on the books. So, there you go.
Hey, Matt, I got a name for them right now. The ATF,
okay.
I call them the Anti-American Terrorist Organization. And all the alphabet agencies, what they are. The CIA, the Communist Invasion Agency. I mean, put it together.
Well, it depends on how you define American.
Okay. I got another name for the ATF.
Okay. Hear it.
Asinine Tinkerbell Flakes.
Yeah, okay, that'll work. They define American as being America being the lead country in a globalist empire, a la WEF style. And remember how we were all celebrating when the Georgia Guidestones got blowed up? Well, that was a little bit like the Soviet Union fall. It was a monument falling, but it didn't get rid of the underlying ideology, this desire to basically live off the work of others, to control other people, to be, in essence, the boss of all for whatever reason. I mean, they used to do this using saying that the big sky god was on my side, and therefore you do what I say, or, you know, my sky god's priests will come around and beat you up. And then they went to the sky god appointed me to be your ruler. And then eventually we got to the truly revolutionary thing in 1788, which was to be a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That was the real revolution. It wasn't the American War of Independence. It was the passage of the United States Constitution. And there are people who are desperately trying to undo that right now and return us to a situation where the sky god they don't believe in has appointed them to rule over us and to reduce our numbers to a suitable level for management. It's a basically, it's an anti-human proposition. And the fact that, you know, they believe in human, but not believe in human rights the way you and I define them. And I listen to Mark on occasion. Mark is just always so close, but he insists on throwing in, like, weird stuff, like refineries, which are closing down, not
in the Aspen
more
Institute.
Of. The Aspen Institute, I think, is a player in all this.
It is.
I'm not sure how they fit in, because the WEF seems to be the mother organization. I say seems to be, because I don't have a big chalkboard like Glenn Beck has where you can, you know, lay all this stuff out. But
I wish I don't have 4 hours a day like Jeff Greer has either.
Right, but Jeff is also, when he's on the air, he's not, you know, he can't be doing research on his computer either, because I think the station internet speed is dial-up.
That I know.
I know that the Aspen Institute fits in all of this. I just don't know what the connection is. But they seem to mesh as far as their desired outcomes. Head of the Aspen Institute, which I think is Walter Isaacson, but I'm not sure of that. He might just be a puppet of the WEF for all we know. But I don't think he's come out and said that we will live in Z-pods, we will own nothing, we will eat Z-bugs, and we will be happy.
Yeah, right.
Happiness part is optional.
I don't think I'm going to live like that. They can't force me.
Hey, Matthew, they have other plans for you, John.
What?
they have other plans for you, John, and other plans for me. If they can't get us to live in the pod and eat Z-bugs and be happy, well, they will liquidate us.
Well, I got plans for those punks, too.
Well,
like the Bible says, beware of false prophets.
Matthew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Phil.
Yeah, listen up, Matthew. What do you think about the Nazi IRSS, insatiable revenue swindlers and shysters, hiring 87,000 more agents? I think they should hire 87,000 more Border Patrol agents to stop the fentanyl from China attacking our country right now. I mean, you know.
We could do that, or we could. You know what we could do instead, Phil? For the amount of money it would take to pay those agents for 1 year, we could finish the damn border wall.
Which had a lot of money left there.
And we would never have to give the border wall a pension.
That's right. State of the art. We could have a state of the art wall between us.
That's a good point. That is a good point. That's a good point, Matthew. Thank you for your call. I got the phone lines coming up. All right. See you next week. Now we go to my buddy, Mr. Chris Alexander. Good evening, Chris.
Well, hey, John. How are you tonight?
Great. It was nice seeing you Saturday night at the Sharon Bolin Gala.
Always a pleasure to see you, John. Always.
I felt the presence of God that Saturday night.
I did, too. I felt very, very moved to be there. What a great event, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I'm. I wanted to call in and talk to you a little bit about your overall view of this FBI raid on Donald Trump's residence. Just wanted to know, I wanted to get your overall thoughts on that. If you thought there was any legitimacy to it, or was it?
No, it was no legitimacy at all. What got me upset is they went in their personal drawers and took out Melania's bra and panties and started sniffing them. From what I heard, they went into her private stuff.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I had no idea that it had gone to that degree. I knew that it was.
They went her drawers and Ivanka's dresses too. What a bunch of perverts!
Well, the timing of it too, John. It's just so suspect to me. I mean, we're what, 70 days away from midterm elections. It's obvious that Trump is probably going to be Biden's opponent, even if Biden doesn't last that long. Trump's in all likelihood going to be running for president. And it looks like they're just willing to do just about anything they have to do to take him out. And I think that that is because he's exposed the corruption on a level that had never occurred before him.
Chris, can you hold that thought to the next segment? I got to go to a break.
Absolutely.
All right, my fellow God-loving patriots, you're listening to the WGSO, where it stands for where winning gets so outstanding. We have to go to another break. Stay tuned for news from the Louisiana Radio Network.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Miles Brennan's time as an LSU quarterback is over. Jeff Palermo reports Brennan has decided to end his college football career.
WWL sports director Christian Garrick was the first to break the story as a source told him that Brennan would be the third string quarterback to start the season.
Miles decided to walk away.
Walk away after five seasons at LSU. Brennan was a member of the 2019 National Championship team and was the starting quarterback in 2020 before suffering a season-ending injury in week three. Then he got hurt again before the start of last season.
Since then, it's been an uphill fight for him to get back on the field.
And Garrick says LSU is planning on Jaden Daniels to be its starting quarterback. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The three-day peaceful protest by jail inmates in Orleans Parish has ended. Inmates reportedly barricaded themselves inside a pod, refused food, water, and medication. The inmates produced a list of desired changes, which included more recreation time and a second television. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
The countdown is on, Louisiana, for your chance to win a trip to New York City and become Powerball's first millionaire of the year. Play the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year promotion, and you and a guest could win an exciting trip to Times Square and appear live on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Enter any non-winning five-board Powerball ticket for drawings from July 11th to September 10th. Details at LouisianaLottery.com. You could be the first Powerball Millionaire of the Year.
Can you feel it?
Looking for some fun this summer? Then stop and pick up the August scratch-offs from the lottery. Here's your sign. Play $, win up to $2,000. Be the first to shout bingo. Play bingo, win up to $30,000. Blaze your way to winning. Play Blazing Suits, top prize, $200,000. As the summer heats up, cool down with all three fun new scratch-offs from the lottery. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has four diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
good old early 80s New Orleans hard rock. Persia with the hit song Hustlin' Hollywood. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Call in 504-556-9696. Send me an email, flamingconservative@wgso.com. Okay, back to my buddy Christopher Alexander.
John, quick question. I know we had a chance to visit the other night, and I really enjoyed hearing about that you were a DJ back in the 80s, and you did hard rock. And I thought that was one of the really, really cool, man. And you have some really good intro music, I got to tell you. Of all the radio, the political hosts and stuff and the radio shows, you got some great intro music.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really outstanding. You have an outstanding show. I love your show. But anyway, I wanted to get back to you on this deal with this raid on Mar-a-Lago. And the timing of it, John, just seems so suspect, you know. And the way I look at it is, what was the urgency of having to do this? Was Trump in possession of secure information or classified material that was threatening to release or disclose or get into the wrong hands?
What they think is the wrong hands.
Well, I think the wrong hands is the right hands, really.
Yes.
Because you know what I'm saying? I think their concern is that some of their deep state criminal conduct is going to come out. And I think that might have been what they were afraid of. That might have motivated this whole thing.
You know it. Merrick Garland said he makes no apologies. He takes full responsibility for order them FBI agents to raid Mar-a-Lago. He's got it in for Trump because Obama tried to nominate him for a Supreme Court justice and he didn't get it, so he's taking everything out on Trump.
Yeah, and maybe that's the case, but I don't trust any of them. And I will tell you one thing, John. I think this is going to end up backfiring in a very, very big way. The people that I've spoken to who might have been a little bit on the fence about Trump, maybe hoping he'd kind of step out, let DeSantis take the helm and move down the road, are now saying, no way. 100% Trump at this point because they're so angry about this tyranny.
You know what? I like Ron DeSantis, but we need him to stay in Florida to be governor of Florida. I'm calling on Sarah Palin to be Trump's vice presidential pick.
Well, you know, I didn't know. Maybe she's in the running,
I think that's why she's running for Congress.
Yeah. That was by the way, guess what else, John? You know what I'm looking forward to tomorrow? I'm looking forward to the involuntary retirement of one Liz Cheney tomorrow night.
Oh, yes. Oh, I talked to Martha early. She was telling me about that. She's losing by a landslide.
It is a massive deal. And I cannot tell you the level of visceral satisfaction that I'm going to feel when that is over with. And I never have to look at her or see her again.
Trump did it to me again. He made me lose the election.
I'll drive over to New Orleans just to give you a hug on that deal.
I hear that.
I mean, I'm excited. But John, our group over here that we just started is Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, www.lacat.org, and our principal focus is exposing and cleaning out the rhinos in our state legislature.
I just wrote your phone number down. I'm gonna get with you sometime this week on that.
Yeah, call me. I'll come back on and we'll visit about all that because we've got a whole lot of rhinos, including a couple over in your area that I want to tell your listeners all about.
Right. I got one I need to talk to. I'm a good friend of his, but he's got to learn to stop kissing up to Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and John, it's not about personal friendships and so forth anymore to me. It's about the Constitution and the Republic. We
got
to stand up for it or we're going to lose it. It's that simple.
That's why Louisiana, we're still stuck in the Huey Long days. That's why we're back ass backwards. You go to Texas and Mississippi, you feel the difference when you cross the state lines. The roads feel great. You get in Louisiana, bingo, boop, 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 boop. I was thinking,
John, you can tell. You can tell. You're exactly right. Right when you cross the state line, you know you're back in Louisiana.
And I was thinking about, I was looking at property and house in Picayune area, but no, I was talked into staying in Louisiana because they said they needed my help as a talk show host, and I agreed, but I'm in the fight to make this state better.
Yeah, absolutely, and you are a force for good. You are a force.
A lot
for
of people
good,
don't.
John.
A lot of people don't appreciate my efforts, but
let me tell you what, I appreciate your efforts. You seek the truth, and you are a real American patriot. And I'm very glad to know you and very glad that you're out there speaking truth and representing.
I appreciate that, Chris.
I really mean it. Really mean it. And it's a real privilege to be able to call into your show.
There's some hosts over here that don't like me.
Why is that?
I'll tell you later on. But
okay.
Because
well,
because I'm an outsider. I'm not a New Orleanian. I'm from the River Parishes. That's the first thing. That's what it is. They don't like me too. I'm a half Yankee. I was born in Maryland. My father's a Yankee. My mother's River Parish her whole life. That I guess must be the way I talk. I sound like a Yankee.
John, no, you don't. You sound like, quite frankly, you sound like you're from New Orleans, man.
I lost that Yankee accent. Sometimes it comes out of me.
No, whenever I talk to you, I'm like, man, that dude's from New Orleans. I swear. You know, first time I ever heard you talking, it was like, yep, he's definitely from over that way, and he's definitely from the North Shore or in that area. You know,
that's where I want to move to. I mean, I want to get the hell out of LaPlace, man. I mean, I lost my house. My insurance company refused to pay my claim after 8.5 months that he hauled around with me. So I got a good lawyer. I hope I do got a good lawyer. He said, not only are we going to sue for your damage, I got about $300,000 in damage. Not only that, they're going to sue for mental anguish and punitive damages as well.
Well, if you know what, I'll tell you one thing, John. If they're delaying your claim like that, causing you that kind of pain and suffering, I hope that you get everything that you have coming to you on the deal.
Oh, you know it. My whole life's on hold. I can't start my business right now. Somebody wants to give me $100,000 for my property. I can't. It's tied up in a lawsuit right now.
Well, I hope that all works out well, and which I'm sure it will. I really enjoyed seeing you the other night. I felt as you did. I really felt the presence of God there. And man, what's her name? Sharon? No,
Bolin.
Bolin, right? Sharon Bolin. Yeah. I didn't even know who she was until Martha told me about her. Did you?
I've been knowing about her. Martha told me about her. I've heard a lot on Martha's show.
Well, I was pretty impressed. Pretty impressed over there, you know. So, John, are you on from 8 to 10 or 8 to 9?
8 to 9. I'm going to have to cut it off in a little bit. I got two more callers on, Chris.
Okay.
But I got your number down. We're going to talk a lot this week.
Yeah, let me know when you want me to call back in, and we'll talk about some rhinos, man. And God bless you, my brother. Have a good evening, and keep up
Thank
the good
you.
Work.
Man, I feel right, great.
Okay.
Thanks.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, too.
All right, now we go to my partner on the North Shore, Brother Steve from the country. Good evening, Brother Steve.
How you doing, Brother John and Brother Phil, the Cajun Buccaneer and the Flaming
God bless you,
sir. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Brother Steve?
We're created by fathers.
I pray for you every day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Everybody.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold on, Brother Steve.
That's all the prayer I can get.
I'm going to have to ask you to hold on in a few minutes. I got to go to a break. But just can you hold that thought, Steve, Brother Steve?
Sure.
All right. We have to go to another break. We have to go to a break. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO. We have to pay the bills. We'll be right back.
Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at Big Easy. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and...
One of my favorites from the 80s, Queensryche. Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. We got Brother Steve from the country. All right, Brother Steve.
How you doing, my man? Y'all doing good, huh?
Oh, yes.
That's good. That's good.
I want to get some...
Hey, look, they're going to try coming at us in 3 different ways, and I don't hear too many people talking about it. Number one, the FCC just hired 6 new investigators to monitor conservative talk.
Yeah, Jeff and I had a conversation about that last week. And
They also hired 87,000 IRS agents. Why can't we have 87,000 Border Patrol agents? Or take that money and finish building a daggone wall.
Well, that ain't going to happen. They're not going to do anything you want. They're not conservatives. They don't care about the Constitution. People can complain and do all they want. They're not going to change what they're doing. They do not think like us.
That's right.
It doesn't hit home. And to prove it is, the next thing on the abortion agenda is Biden and Nancy Pelosi are trying to come up with a solution through the House to tie abortion and transgender surgery and hormones through health and human services.
Sorry, Brother Steve, but it's disgusting.
Health and Human Services. And now if it goes through the House and they make a law, she can do what they want to do. Is if you do not perform abortions and you don't help transgenders, we will take away all your federal money.
Well, in the Bible, there's only two genders, female and male.
Yeah, but see,
everything's anti-Bible with these demon rats.
Well, of course it is. It's a satanic attack. They don't believe, as soon as people understand, is when we say, and we need this, and we need justice, and everything else, that is not going to happen as long as they have the White House, as long as they have control of the House. That isn't going to happen.
We need the conservatives to take back the House and Senate. One of my buddy co-hosts texted me some information on a phone number to where I can go volunteer to be a poll commissioner. I think I'm going to do it.
Well, my sister-in-law is a poll commissioner over here. As a matter of fact, she's right at the courthouse up here in Covington.
And they pay you $200 a day, but that's not why I'm going to do it. I'm willing to do it for free. I want to save my country. I love America. I love Jesus. I should reverse it. I love Jesus. I love America. I love you, Brother Steve. I never met you in person yet. I love you. You're my brother. I love you, Phil.
After an election, you know what they do? They scrub the voter rolls. Anybody that came in and they had questionable ID, because you got to have voter ID over here and all that, they scrub it. You got to resubmit to get your voter ID. They scrub it over here.
I wish I could say that in St. John Parish.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, and this is on Jeff and everybody else, is until people deploy and quit being scared to talk to somebody because they might be a thug, they might have tattoos, their pants might be halfway between their butt and their knees, and get out there and start registering, bringing people to register to vote, promise them rides to go vote, and we need better than a 28% voter turnout.
I like to bring Scott Pressler out. I'm planning a Patriot Fest for Memorial Day weekend in 23. Uh-huh. I'm gonna besides having entertainment bands, I want to get Scott Pressler and Josh Bernstein as speakers. I want to get Scott Pressler especially because he's going to register people to vote.
We got to be doing that. It's real simple. I mean, all we got to do is drop them. You just go up and they go, you have a regular ID? Yeah. All right. They ask you questions, da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's for me because I can't see, so I get to do it all verbal. But you fill out the little thing, you sign it, done. Done.
Okay. All right, Steve, I got another caller coming in, man.
Go ahead. Go for it, brother.
All right, I'll talk to you sometime this week, buddy.
All right, bye.
Okay, now we go to Jambalaya Publicity Director of Rock and Roll, West Bank Mark. Good afternoon, good evening, West Bank Mark.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How was the Lil Nas X concert? I went to get some Jesus Saturday night.
It's all good, dude. It rocked, dude. They rock. Steve Blaze shreds, and they got that new album out.
I am.
Yep, they got some new music. Got a new music video. Big crowd.
They prayed for. We prayed for Lil Nas X Saturday night.
That's awesome.
I told
man.
Him Steve's a Christian.
Yes. Yep. Yes, he is. Yep. Steve Nunnemacher. His stage name is Steve Blaze. But yeah, man, it's really sad. I'm, you know, just hearing stories, friends, you know, extended family members, you know, that are having issues to me from the vaccine. You know, my intuition, my instinct is telling me I'm seeing a lot of people are having long-term issues, John. I really am. And
I'm going to have that guy back on. Mm-hmm. Did you go to that place thing in Kenner about the vaccine, the dangers of the vaccine?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have David Oates back on the show one day.
Cool.
Because he's got some that for people who vaxxed, the way it'll flush that garbage out of your system.
Yeah, and I think they banned a lot. They're trying to target people who have alternative options for that. You know, Phil, I know you're listening. I'll just put it to you like this. When the whole corona thing started and me and my wife were watching it play out on TV and they were telling us to stay inside and go fight over toilet paper, I told my wife, I told my
close friends. Toilet paper and
bread. Yeah. I said, listen to this, John. I told my family, my close friends who I trusted, I said, it's not a pandemic until I start seeing people I know die, like in my network. I don't care what
like
the television
wife,
tells
like
me, right? But, Phil, once you start seeing wives die, cousins die, relatives, and now I see on social media, a lot of people are being buried now.
My mother died because of them damn jabs. She had good dementia.
I believe it. Now, listen, it's sad. And if you bring it up, say at a funeral or at an event, or question it as a close loved one or a wife or somebody dies, you come off as inconsiderate. So, and that's by design. So what I'm seeing now, they're saying everything's better now with the vaccine, but I'm seeing more people getting buried now than ever before in the last 2.5 years.
Oh, you
and
know
they're,
it. They're trying to eliminate people.
They're doing, a lot of people are dying now, you know, yeah. A lot of people are dying right now. And every person I see dying who's young, for no having no other conditions, pre-existing conditions, just out of the blue dying, first thing I think about is, did they take all these vaccines? So, I you know, it's really sad. You know, it's obviously people are getting, or dying, you're burying people. But like I said, I'm seeing my network of people, they're burying their loved ones now. So I would say the pandemic is now.
Okay. We got 15 seconds left, Mark. We got the end of the show is here.
All right, buddy. Have a good night. Talk to you later.
Okay. We have to go. Stay tuned next week. Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Wake up, America!
By Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes.
Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the river parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.